Academy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, this is Brian sitting to my left, getting ready to race from the table.
Amanda.
And to my right.
Big Uncle Sweet Tea. Look, this is Amanda performing her own challenge, just like on The Challenge, navigating a maze full of electrical cables and cameras and mic cords and all sorts of bullshit.
Yeah. We forgot to change our graphic for all of our...
There she goes. All right.
For all of our video peeps, Joey B, Joker, says sound much better.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks. Much appreciated. I feel like we look a lot bluer.
Yeah. Video looks a little weirder, but that's all right. Hey, we're still learning. I think it still looks good.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think the video quality actually looks a lot better.
Yeah, I actually do too. I don't know what changed.
And the backlighting looks better. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know.
Looks good.
Yeah, looks
great. Maybe it's because we're not using the sound off the switcher. Maybe that was the problem. Who knows? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All you audio people are like, who the fuck cares? Hey, head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Lots of people joining the Facebook group over the past. They keep changing settings on groups.
So yeah.
I get weird notifications about people wanting to participate, which sounds dumb, but whatever. You can also join our Patreon. $5 tiers get a video version of this show. You get to see our smiling faces. Amanda bundled up in her parka.
Ooh, so cold today. So
get to
cold.
See our nice podcasting studio setup we got going on. It's all turning out real good.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Tim's over here switching nowadays.
Look at that.
And people just had epileptic seizures and died.
Yeah. We got to put one of those flashing light warnings on the video. Yeah. Just in case.
They're getting just in case.
So Amanda's phone died between episodes.
Yes.
We just recorded our Spies, Lies, and Allies episode as well, which we usually don't team them up like that, but.
Holiday
week, how it turned out this week. Mm-hmm. So Tim's going to read the notes.
Proving
for
my work.
For the second episode in a row.
Finally, Amanda, pay attention to this episode. Right? Amanda thinks I don't do anything for the show. So.
I never have said this.
All right, are we ready to go?
Go for it.
All right, this episode of All Stars is called Firestarter.
Firestarter, stupid title for this episode.
Should have had the song all queued up.
Oh, we should have.
I'm the fire starter.
Twisted fire starter. All right, so Derek and Kendall do the previously on. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Basically, we start at this episode.
Well, they're all decked out in their prom.
Oh, that's right, in their prom gear. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nehemia and Ayana are coming back to the house. They're celebrating hot on the heels of their victory in the...
The king is back. Nehemia
arena.
Proclaims. Of himself.
Lord. Nehemiah's kind of rubbing me wrong already, but they're very excited together, and Sophia seems very happy for Ayana.
They're
besties from Battle of the Sexes, too, so they know each other, and Sophia's very happy for her.
Yeah. Yes.
First episode, they're happy to see each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then we get one of my favorite moments of the show, because it was a flashback to what I remember of the old challenge, where guys are just kind of goofing around, having fun. Tina brought a pair of dissolvable swim trunks.
Yes.
Somehow convinced Ryan to wear them and jump in the pool.
She says, I brought a lot of things from home to share with the castmates. Ryan walks out in these swim trunks, and I'm like, she brought a pair of swim trunks? And we were all real confused.
I'd already watched the episode, so I was like, just watch. Don't anticipate.
Yeah.
Participate.
Well, when you take notes, you kind of anticipate because you're trying to type as you're watching. But, yeah.
Yep. So, they are dissolvable swim trunks. So, he's goofing around. He's having fun. He walks out of the pool. Dick is swinging in the wind. And he realizes what happened. Dives back in the pool. Takes these off. But it was just like a fun, lighthearted.
Oh, it was so much
it
fun.
Wasn't
oh,
serious. No. It wasn't
malicious.
Degrading.
It
was
it wasn't malicious.
Ryan was in on it. He thought it was funny. He wasn't offended.
Yeah.
And it was like a flashback to these guys are just friends. They're goofing off. They're having fun.
Yes.
And I thought it was fun.
I loved it.
And during this time, Ryan has his moments where he's in his confessional. He talks about that he has a light spirit. He's into peace and love and fun. And he's feeling really confident in this game. He's got a lot of connections. He feels like he can take it pretty far.
Yeah.
At this moment, I know Ryan's in trouble.
Right. Right? As soon as I heard that, I'm like, Ryan must go home.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, poor Ryan. Then we flash to Jody and Jasmine. They're up on a balcony chatting. You guys remember this scene?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're not really strategizing. They're just sort of bonding and connecting.
Yeah, exactly. Jody, I think at this moment, isn't Jody trying to be like, hey, we all have things in common just because we've had this shared experience, mm-hmm. even if we didn't share the experience together.
Yep.
So it's something that bonds us. And so Jody is trying to take this time to kind of bond with people because she knows that that's where she lacks in this game is these relationships that some of these competitors have. And if she has any chance in making it, she needs to kind of help push these bonds of these people along. And so this is Jody's attempt at kind of doing that with Jasmine.
Yep. And she even says it straight up that everyone kind of looks at her as a threat.
Yeah.
She's extremely athletic. She's obviously still in shape and she mm-hmm. is a threat. She's a monster in these challenges as we've seen from back in the day. It doesn't look like much has changed. Mm-mm. And so, yes, I agree with you, Amanda. I think she's using this opportunity to sort of try to bond with Jasmine, maybe get her on her side and maybe not vote her.
Just become a little more of that, like, hey, we have things in common. Like, quit thinking of me as this, you know, kind of force and think of me as your friend. Yep. Kind of. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. So now we're into the big drama of the episode of Ayana trying to style Sophia's hair.
Yes.
So what do you guys think about this whole situation?
So Sophia wanted her hair braided. Ayana offered to braid her hair. And when Ayana started to braid her hair, Sophia could feel the pattern that she was braiding her hair in, and it triggered her back to her childhood, where she was forced to wear her hair a certain way in these coil braids. And it was a horrible time for her where she spent a lot of years being teased and picked on. And it just took her back to that time. And she didn't want her hair to look that way. And she asked Ayana not to do them that way. And Ayana just basically was like, trust me, instead of asking her like, well, what would you like instead? Or, oh, I'm sorry, what can we do? It's her head, Ayana.
Yeah.
It is not yours. And no matter if you're good enough friends that she should trust you, that you wouldn't do her wrong or not, if your friend said to you,
Stop it.
No, I don't want it that way. Like, you wouldn't immediately, being that person's friend, like, think about them and put yourself in their situation and want to do right by your friend. So, I mean, I feel horribly for Sophia. I feel horribly for Sophia in this instance because she cannot even process and explain what has happened to her to Ayana before Ayana goes nuclear and leaves, basically, walks away. Before Sophia can even really process why she had the reaction she had, you can see her kind of processing it with the people that come in later, and understanding what triggered her and why it triggered her. But Ayana never even gives her the opportunity to explain that.
Ayana goes and
it makes it all about her.
Yep. She runs off and she tells Janelle that she feels like she was set up, that there was no real way that she could have styled Sophia's hair without it turning into a thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sophia is talking to John A, who is like marvelously fantastic and supportive during this. Everyone should have a John A in their lives.
I tell you what, these all-star seasons have really made me a huge John A fan. I don't think that I was always...
They've completely reframed her.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we always just, she was terrible. She was, remember when Zach yelled at her? And that's about as far as we ever kind of really thought about it. Last season, she was amazing. She did a fantastic job, especially after, what was it, like 3 months, 7 months after having a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And, well, that, and now she's just being like just to watch super her, supportive and just seems to watch like her a really
think,
good person.
Think about the game too. I mean, like, she's playing this game strategically and hard competitively, competing in missions and giving it her all. Like, I love this John A. I love the older, more experienced, wise John A.
Mature.
She's incredible. She's an incredible woman, and anybody would be lucky to count her as their friend.
I think that's one of the really appealing...
Because Sophia's not even really her friend, and she's there for her, and like, that's it.
No. That's one of the really appealing parts of these All-Stars to me, is we saw these people in their 20s when they're fucking out of their minds and crazy.
Yes! And now Johnny was definitely one of them,
in their 30s and 40s and when they have kids, and they're, you know, they're just way more mature, and it shows real growth, and I really like it.
Assured of themselves. I think that really has a lot to do with it. I think as we get older, we get more assured of who we are. So you just don't feel like you have to act, you know, out in any, in these kind of crazy ways that they did when they were younger.
Right.
No.
All right. Well, that's kind of the drama there. They don't really have a resolution to this. It just sort of ends. And I think it ends on a big disagreement. Ayana thinks she's right. Sophia thinks she's right.
Right.
And, they're clashing heads here. But for the record, Sophia is right.
But isn't it weird though that, I don't ever feel like Ayana really gets the story of why.
No.
And
because Ayana is all about herself, and we'll get into that. 100%, we'll get into that later.
100%.
I'm not sure Ayana is capable of seeing situations from other people's perspectives.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But it did feel like to me that if I were Sophia, that I would, like, as much as like I would have been hurt by her kind of throwing off, I would have been like, I would have probably pulled her aside later and been like, hey, sorry, you know, in the moment. You know, I didn't know how to verbalize what I was feeling, but, you know, I was taken back, you know, and that's it, you know, but I don't know.
Have we ever had a bigger fall between episodes?
I don't think so.
Right? Yeah.
Last episode, we were just like, she's amazing.
I love Ayana. Sweet.
Oh my God. So supportive. So great. Yes. And this one was like, man, she only thinks about herself.
Yeah, Jesus. Sucks.
She did have quite the fall from grace.
Yep. All right, so we kind of go from this this conflict straight to the challenge, but I'm going to disappoint you guys. I'm not going to tell you the name of the challenge right away because TJ doesn't either. There's like a whole big rigmarole before he even tells us what the challenge is.
Uh-huh.
Divide yourself into two teams, knowing nothing about this challenge.
Right.
Just go. Divide yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do that, and then it's like pick a representative.
Representative!
So the team distribution is sort of uneven here. We have the black team.
Oh, come on. It's the cool kids and the misfits. Let's fucking be real.
No,
let's just call the cool a spade kids a
all
spade.
Looked at each other and they
the
were
cool
like,
kids
come
are
on,
like, hey, let's bring it let's in. Be, yeah, let's,
fuck those nerds. It's,
I mean, it was totally that. I mean, you could see it. It was very apparent.
Oh, challenge, by the way.
I will smash his head and eat it.
So we've got two teams. The black team, which is Tina, Darrell, Janelle, Nehemiah, Melinda, Tyler, Jasmine, LT, Katie, Derek, and Brad. Stacked as fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got the green team. Ayana, Ryan, Kahuta, Sophia, Steve, Kendall, Tech, Jody, MJ, Casey, and John A. And yes, the obvious thing here is probably less athletic, probably less connections in the house here.
Yeah.
This seems, I mean, from the get-go, like black is going to take it kind of no matter what it is.
Yeah.
But so Tina and Darrell decide to represent black. And Ryan and Ayana represent green. Ryan volunteered to represent green, and they had to do a number pick thing.
Everybody was just like dragging their feet, like, what are we going to do? Let's pick numbers.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, oh my God, this is fucking annoying. Hey, guess what? I'll do it.
Right.
Yep.
But then they still had to do it for the women because nobody stepped up.
Yeah, none of the women stepped up.
But then,
Ayana probably shouldn't have participated
this,
here because she had the life shield. And so for her to be the representative is, it's kind of silly.
It's like only advantages, no disadvantages for you.
Right. So Ayana shouldn't have participated, but she ended up being the representative anyway.
Yes.
So this challenge is called Around the Block. And basically there's a pyramid, there's two puzzles on it. You gotta, you know, we've seen this in many challenges. You run, you get the pieces, you assemble the puzzle. It's pretty typical fucking thing.
Yep.
The only difference here, you gotta do it twice. You do your first puzzle, and then you do it again. But this time you have to dive into a cenote.
Cenote.
Which I didn't know what that was.
No, right? Did you get me a Webster definition, sir?
Hill did as we were watching it, but I have forgotten. I think it's basically like a fucking pit of water.
Is it does it denote man-made or natural made?
Natural, but I guess I don't know.
Or something.
Also, don't care.
I'm sure it denotes all those things, and we just have no idea.
Yep.
I have no phone. It's dead. Sorry, I can't look it up.
So basically, the teams kind of assemble. They're huddling up. They're strategizing. And we see Ayana kind of try to take control, right? She's representing the team, and so she is in control.
No, dude. She just strong-arms this whole damn thing, man. Ayana doesn't need to try anything. She just bullies everyone and her whole team into kind of listening to her.
Yep.
So much so that people try to speak up and say something, and she literally shuts them down.
Yeah. This I had flashbacks to. We reviewed it on this podcast, The Battle of the Sexes. And you guys probably don't remember it, but I do because I'm a fucking maniac. She was the team leader or whatever during the laser tag challenge.
Okay.
There was a laser tag challenge?
Yeah, and she was a terrible leader, and she just like talked about how much she loved laser tag and stuff. But it reminded me very much of this interaction where she talks a lot and says nothing. It's her advice here is basically like stay positive,
and don't bicker,
don't fight.
Yeah,
but it's like that's not a strategy. No. Like I understand what you're saying, Ayana, but that's not a strategy to win. That's just words that you're saying. It doesn't mean anything.
Generalities.
Cenotes are essentially large sinkholes or caves, found in sedimentary limestone rock that are filled with cool, clear groundwater and rainwater.
It was beautiful. It was definitely beautiful.
Yep. And so, basically, there's no plan here on that team. Ayana has sort of strong-armed this meeting, but hasn't introduced anything of real value.
Nope.
Even Casey says, there's no plan except smile or suffer the wrath of Ayana.
Ayana, you got it. Yep. You got it.
And so, Ayana, at this point, she has her life shield, so she's safe. And my estimation here is that she's not really even invested in winning. What does she care? She's not going in.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is not like a team that she's stuck with. The teams change every time.
Yeah.
So,
and she says it multiple times during the challenge that I'm safe. I'm just really watching everybody else. Like, I just want to see what everybody else is doing. Mm. And it's like, to have that person supposedly be the representative for your team and then that same person kind of telling you what to do is the same person that really has no stake in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you listen to them? And why didn't the rest of them just shut her completely out?
I think
because she just overtalked them.
She's just such a dominating force. Yeah. Yes, that she's overtalking them. She's not backing down. And so I think it's just easier to just say, fuck it, let's just go. So, yes, they don't really have a plan. But the black team does. Yes. So basically some people stay to solve the puzzle. The strong workhorses that are maybe less good at puzzles, they're just running back and forth. They're running the pieces. And the people that are strong at puzzles are standing there and doing the puzzle.
Smart. Yep, staying with the pieces and trying very to kind of work it out. Yeah.
And it's a strategy that I feel like with 40 seconds of planning, you could have figured this out too. Yeah. But because of Ayana and who she is, they never figured out anything.
No. Right.
I just love how John A. was like, well, we should. And she's just like, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about being positive.
Right.
Not yelling at people. Now shut up and let me talk.
Right. This is what I'm talking about. Like, no. You weren't talking about people interrupting you. You were talking about people being negative. No one's trying to be negative. Everyone's just trying to figure out a freaking plan, Ayana. Yeah. A plan.
Remember last episode when she was really positive and was driving those coffins?
Oh, my God.
What a fall from grace for Ayana. Sure. Yeah, that's true. All right, and so we get one sort of confessional from Steve. This is maybe the only time we see him this episode. He talks about flying under the radar because he doesn't have connections in this game. He's really just got to fall back, not be seen as a threat, and kind of skate by for as long as he can.
Right.
Because no connections and you're a threat, well, you're going in. No connections and you kind of suck at these things, they might spare him.
They just don't notice you. That's what it is. You want to be not noticed.
Right.
And that's really what it is, at least during these first few eliminations, like the first half dozen. You want to just not be a threat because he already is a target just because he doesn't have connections. So if they run through the list of people who are threats and they go to just people they don't have connections with, he's going to be next up on the list. But if they just go by people that have caused a wave recently, then he'll be okay. And right. that's what he kind of knows.
Yep. So for this particular challenge, everyone is struggling with the puzzle. The yes. race seems to have not mattered.
Those
the puzzle
pieces are heavy AF, and they're yep. like on a... they're on the side of a wall, so you're trying to like lug
slippery.
These around. Yeah, yep. and they're hard to place.
As we just saw with Spies, Lies, and Allies, which had a similar puzzle in this elimination, mm-hmm. if you get it wrong, you start from scratch.
Correct. It's, take them all off. Yep. Don't just try to move stuff. Just take them all off and start over.
But that's another equalizer, right? It's like, yes. you know, there's no tweaking it. There's no like small tweaks. It's really just like, oh, it doesn't fit. Well, yeah. rip it all off. We're mm-hmm. starting from scratch. So everyone is kind of struggling. We get a confessional from Jasmine talking about how Tina is such a loudmouth that she's got this bad attitude. And she kind of looks and wonders like, wait, was I that way?
Yeah.
yeah.
I certainly hope not. And I wouldn't have been friends with myself if I was that way.
Right.
I
smack that's what
the
she
shit
says.
Out of myself.
Yep. And so I think that's another good thing. We get some introspection from Jasmine in the same way we mm-hmm. got it from... I'm blanking, but somebody that kind of knows their place in this game and can sort of be introspective and change a little bit. John A. is who I was
Yes,
gonna,
yeah.
And then
they
Tina,
all do it. A
Tina
lot of
who
them.
Has not changed.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, so Black is the first to finish that lower puzzle. Mm-hmm. Not surprising. Tyler and Darrell run to the cenote for the pieces, but Green is actually not that far behind.
Nope.
And Jody has this brilliant idea that the first people to swim in that cenote... Don't just grab two pieces, push them all
Put all your pieces towards the edge so that you're the only two that need to really get in the water, that everybody else can just drag the pieces up and get running.
Yep, that's exactly it. Yep. And so Tech gives them props because this was a plan that nobody else seemed to think of, and Tech was just trying not to drown. He wasn't trying to think strategically here. So this was Green's one and only sort of strategical advantage in this game.
These are the moments that can help people. And that's what we have always said. I mean, that's legitimately why Johnny Bananas is good at this game. You know, Johnny Bananas always looks at it from how can I give myself the best chance with this within the guidelines of the rules? Mm-hmm. And that's what Jody showed us here. I mean, that she's thinking that way. And I think if I were other competitors, this would be a moment where I would go like, ooh, you know, like she's scary. Because if she's thinking that about this, you know, she's always thinking. And she's going to be hard to beat. So I think that this was the moment where I was like, Jody is hard to beat. So I'm real interested. I don't know what her shortcoming is and where her, you know, like where could somebody swoop in and beat Jody? Like,
oh, nobody,
you know what I mean? That's what I'm wondering. So like, even if Jody goes into every elimination from here on out, what does someone beat her in?
I can't think of anything unless it is 100% pure dumb luck, which these are never 100%.
Sure,
it
sure.
might be
80%
luck.
We have some luck, a lot of luck things.
Mm-hmm.
Digging things up is always, you know, some grand equalizer when you had to dig up and you got to find this thing and, you know, it's just random. I think she could lose something like that, but I mean, legitimately any actual competition where it requires you to compete, whether it be mental or physical, I just feel like Jody is, she's going to win.
Yep.
So
everyone's on the top puzzle. Everybody's getting frustrated, but the green team in particular is in total chaos. Nobody can seem to say anything because Ayana's interrupting. They're yelling, they're screaming at each other. It's a fucking mess.
Hey, I think this, no, Ayana's not paying attention.
Nope, nobody's listening. Black team obviously ends up winning. Jasmine's the one that throws the handle. They win.
Yay.
Good job.
Yep.
Good job, cool kids.
In this case, the losers team, they're going right to elimination. So Ryan knows he's done for. Ayana cannot go to elimination. She has to protect herself with the life shield.
Yeah.
And she just sort of takes it upon herself and says, like, here's the deal. I'm making this decision.
This is gross.
Nobody else is.
This is gross.
Well, this is 100% me, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
She frames it as, I'm saving myself.
I'll take the sword, yeah.
So I'll take the bullet.
The burden. The burden, I think she said. The burden,
yep. Of picking who goes in so that they all didn't have to vote.
For real. Yeah. That eye roll was fierce.
Who's she throwing in, Tim?
Oh my gosh, you'll never believe this, guys, but Sophia.
Oh, Jesus.
Unbelievable. Like, immediately, she goes, I'll take the burden upon myself. Okay, Sophia,
but you're don't going worry, in. Guys. This is totally performance related. It's yeah. because it's a gift to Sophia. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And it's because Sophia's not performing. No, this is not. None of this is true. It is a totally personal attack on Sophia based on the issues that they had previously in the episode. I think that Ayana just kind of wants to get rid of her. They fought. Ayana wants to just shove her aside.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
This is awful. This is awful. For real. Who gives Ayana the right? I'm really pissed at all the rest of the challengers on that team. For real.
Somebody should have said
something. All of them. In the wrong. And all they're all thinking is like, thank God it's not me.
I think that's part of it. And that's the other part is Ayana is just such a bulldozer steamroller that it's just like, get out of her way. Just, it's not me and fuck it. I just don't want to, I just kind of don't want to engage in this. I'm just going to kind of let this happen.
This made me so angry that somebody didn't speak up for Sophia here say like, no, we're all going to vote and just have a vote right then and there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
the closest we get is Katie, who says that this is purely personal. It's not performance against Sophia. And Ayana is kind of an asshole. That's as close as we get to somebody calling her out. But yes, Ayana is wrong here. And that's obvious.
Oh my God. My heart breaks for Sophia for the whole rest of this freaking time.
Yep. All right. So we get back to the house. Darrell and Tina have to nominate players.
Yes.
Everything. So much about this episode is terrible.
Oh yes. This is terrible too.
Jody Darrell. Knows she's going in. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah.
But Nehemiah doesn't know what to do. He's got a life shield. He's kind of he doesn't have a choice. He has to wait and see who they nominate, and then he decides whether or not he's going to save somebody.
Sure.
So he's just sort of waiting.
Yeah.
All right. So we get the conversation in Darrell's room.
Yes.
Where he's talking to everybody that's in his room, and he
Darrell.
Says, "Don't worry, everybody.
Darrell,
none of you are going in. I will save you, but if you end up nominated, don't worry, because I will make sure that it is not you." He's just saying, don't worry.
We'll make sure you have the numbers.
Yeah.
This is rookie mistake, Darrell. Don't promise people nothing, Darrell.
Yep.
For real. Don't promise people anything.
Yep. Darrell wants to throw Steven.
Yeah.
That's his big plan here, and he's reassuring to the people in his room. Kahuta loves the plan because he's not Steve.
That's his big
input here.
Yeah.
And MJ feels safe. Everybody does. They're taking Darrell's word for it.
Yeah. Right.
He's been around the block in this game. He should be able to protect them. But Tina throws a wrench in that plan. Tina is also fucking insufferable.
Insane.
Bulldozer steamrollers.
Insane. I'm going to go up here. We're going to flip everybody over, and then we're just going to draw at random four freaking names.
Yep.
Darrell's like, no, we're not.
But
no, we're not.
In the end, I think that may have been a better choice.
He should have done it.
It ended up with the three people he didn't want's name showing up.
Yeah, so where they land, so I don't even understand exactly how this happened, but
they started saying, like, I won't say.
Yeah, these people have to be safe.
Exactly. This is a non-negotiable.
You say a guy and a girl, we take them down. I say a guy and a girl, we take them down.
Yeah.
It gets down to two girls, two guys, and Tina's just like, yep, that's it.
Yep.
And Darrell's looking at it like, oh fuck.
Yeah. At that point, the nominated players are Tech, John A, MJ, and Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have to call Nehemiah down to see what Nehemiah is going to do with his life shield.
Yes.
Nehemiah sits down, looks at the board, and says, not Tech.
Yeah. I'm taking Tech off.
I'm going to save Tech off, because Nehemiah sent Tech home last season and wants to sort of repay that debt.
Yeah.
Which is good for Nehemiah, considering this season, he's like, I'm playing for me.
Yes.
I'm going to play hard.
And this time he doesn't feel threatened by Tech. He saved Tech because he doesn't feel threatened by him. It's not because, like, he's just a good old guy.
Yep.
No, but it's not part of his usual strategy or the strategy that he's implemented in this first couple episodes where he's just like, fuck everybody. Right. I'm not being nice this season.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
Tech is out of the running. They've got to go kind of back to the drawing board to get their final player.
They need one more guy.
They bury the name cards, the plaques in the sand. Tina digs down.
Darrell's like, well, that just leaves Steve. And she's like, no, Kahuta.
Yeah.
And he's like, but, yeah. So they compromise. I'll bury him.
This is the deal, though. This is the deal, though. And that's where Darrell was not thinking, and he should have said, well, MJ was one of my non-negotiables, so I'm going to take one of yours.
Yeah, you know? I just think he was so steamrolled.
He was just overwhelmed. She just wanted it to be done. Yep. And that's it. She's same way as Ayana did as the rep for her team and kind of steamrolling them into not having any plan. Tina has a way of forcing everyone into her plan just because she just won't stop talking. And everyone's just exhausted and they just want it to be over.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here.
Yep. So they bury both names. Tina pulls Kahuta, obviously. And so the nominated players become MJ, Kahuta, John A, and Jody. So three of the people that Darrell said were absolutely not going to be nominated are nominated. Darrell comes out of this looking like a fucking idiot. Yes,
I know. This is when I'm worried about Darrell's game. Like, for real. Like, the only thing that I think will save him is the fact that it was Tina with him. And I think that John A, MJ, and Kahuta are all very sympathetic, empathetic people who will understand what happened to poor Darrell. Right. Because if it was anybody else, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Yeah. Like, these are just three really nice people who I think will just be like, damn, like, I thought Darrell had me. And then Darrell's going to be like, dude, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
She just, like, freaking steamrolled the whole thing. And I tried, but I fucked up. You know? I think that's Darrell. Darrell would just come out and say, like, I screwed up, man. I tried. Yeah. And then I just lost it. I don't know where it went. Like, I thought I had it.
I hope that's what he does. That's the only way for Darrell to sort of save.
It seems very Darrell. That's very Darrell thing to do, and it makes sense. So
I like that Kahuta comes out to see the names. He's got his little drink in his hand, and he stands there and he looks, and he's like, "Well, shit."
Yep. Let's speed round it to get to the elimination. Yeah. Basically, yes. Well, Wolfie, you nailed it. Ryan seems nervous. Kahuta seems nervous. Ryan wants Kahuta because they are clearly closer in size. Ryan doesn't want to be wrestling MJ or anything.
Right.
Sophia's crushed at her selections. Jody doesn't give a shit. She's kind of not surprised.
Yeah.
As they get to the eliminate, or the, they call it selections. Have you guys noticed that?
Oh, no, I didn't realize.
It's not nominations. Okay. It is selections.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Well, it would be selections because they're not nominating people. The other people had already nominated them.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, nominations and selections.
Should be like house vote.
Whatever it is, yes, but it's selection.
Okay.
We get to Jody. Jody really doesn't have much to say here. Her only real argument is like, if you vote for me, I'm going to remember that.
Yes.
And I'm going to vote you in. But that's really her only defense here. And I don't think that's only a play. Strong defense.
Well, no, I mean, if she's strong, though, I think that's fair.
That's all she really has to say is that she's probably more than likely coming back. And if I come back, I'm coming after you. I think that's all she really needs to say.
Well, but if there's 10 women that vote for her, it's like she can't go after 10. You know what I mean? It's like there's only so many weeks of this game.
Yeah,
sure. But I think it's also like, well, but if one of those 10 women is up,
I think she also knows
she's going to vote for them for sure.
But if it's 10 women, they're all going to be up. You know what I mean? It doesn't really improve or disprove their place.
I feel like she knows that she's a likely candidate to get voted in after winning and kind of her threat level and things. So I think that this is just her like, I got to say something.
Yeah.
Well, and so I said something and I'm done.
I think what seals the deal is that Sophia and Ryan both have a chance to say who they want to go against.
Yes.
Sophia says, I want to battle the best.
Yes.
If I'm going to go out of this game, I'm going to fight my hardest and I'm going to beat this if I can. So Sophia says she prefers Jody. And of course, Ryan says that he'd prefer Kahuta. And so most everybody just sort of goes with that plan.
Yeah.
You said who you wanted, I will nominate.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Except for people who are like
who you want
are the friends of those people, direct friends who've made arrangements. And so mainly it's just a wash. It's all the votes are on Jody and Kahuta.
Right. And John A says that Sophia's sort of plea here to nominate Jody is to save John A. That Sophia really appreciates what John A did for her, so she's gonna do something back to John A.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I missed that, I think.
Well, John A. just describes it as...
Oh, it's a good thing I'm the note taker.
Is Sophia, Sophia, basically, she's like, Sophia just saved me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Sophia did it knowingly. Do you think she did? Yeah? Okay.
I don't know.
I think, I mean, realistically, I think that Sophia kind of wants to go home, and it's not embarrassing to go home to Jody. Yeah.
I would want to go home at this point if I were her, and Ayana was being like how she is to her. Yeah, 100%. And
having Jody take her out is sort of like a pat on the back. Shoot. Like, you did good, you know. Having Jonna take her
out
is,
no one's going to look at you. Yeah, no one's going to look at you and be like, oh.
Although she doesn't know what the elimination's going to be yet. Yeah. It's embarrassing. We'll get to there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So then we get, you know, Jody is going in and she goes to Kendall's room, says she doesn't deserve to go in, and blames it fully on Tina. So, Jody now has a vendetta against Tina.
The two of them have history.
Yeah.
This is why we see Jody in this spot. It's because Tina and her have history. This is not surprising that Tina is, in the agency, and is that what they're calling it? What are they calling it? I don't know. Power couple. Who the hell knows what they're calling
it? Safe from elimination is what they're calling
these peeps, the safe peeps. But you know, I think that
representatives.
I think Jody knew from the minute that Tina won that there was a good chance that she'd be down there, and they got history.
Yep. Kahuta says that he relives his last elimination daily. He does not want to repeat it. He was last eliminated on Bloodlines. Mm-hmm. We have a flashback scene to that. And he needs that money.
Yes. You do not want to see money, him go out this early.
Yep.
So, I love Kahuta.
Cha-cha elimination. Wolfie, play the bumper.
Well, hold on. We're not there yet.
Yes, we are.
What about when...
That's a bitch! So the elimination tonight
fucking Brad. Brad?
Yeah.
And someone else, he's like pacing back and forth on the balcony, and they're coming up with like nicknames, but they're like the shittiest nicknames ever.
Kahuta's just like, oh my God.
You guys really know how to pump up a guy.
They were like backwoods mountain nicknames and stuff. They were really hysterical.
Yeah, it was Derek again trying to be funny. And Derek needs to not try to do things that are funny.
I thought this the situation was adorable. Was funny,
I think Kahuta's response was great.
Kahuta was great. Derek is intolerable as usual.
It's cute. It's cute. You're cute.
Thanks. I've been working out. No, I haven't. So this elimination, it's basically tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. It's really fucking dumb.
With balls on fire.
Yes. Hey, we're bringing something from the main show. You got to light all this shit on fire.
I'm telling you, I'm real surprised they didn't light that shit on fire on Spies, Lies, and Allies.
Are you guys not a fan of the fireballs in this particular instance?
This is stupid.
You know,
this is dumb.
You don't care?
Tic-tac-toe is dumb.
Tic-tac-toe is dumb. Lighting the balls on fire does nothing.
It does nothing, yes.
I will say this about tic-tac-toe. I hate tic-tac-toe. I hate the game. And my 5-year-old daughter is big into tic-tac-toe.
Sure.
I have to throw it every time because otherwise it's a tie. Tic-tac-toe always ends in a fucking tie. Always.
Unless you play on the challenge, apparently.
Yeah, unless you just dumb throwing balls in weird spots. I mean, I don't know how these people would mess this up so quickly. Yeah. It's not even down to the last two spots. No. It's literally like wide open boards and we're just messing it up like second round.
This is where fire might come in because they're not really thinking. They're thinking like, I need to get this fucking fireball out of my hand. Where do I put this thing as fast as I can? So I wonder if that is where the fire kind of came into play here.
It is dumb.
Well, this elimination is actually called Fireball. Stupid. It's not called tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. And I was like, haven't we seen a fireball before? Elimination called Fireball. Mm. Wasn't it like the ball was on fire and you had to put it in the baskets? Remember, like at the baskets at each side of the, you had your basket and you had to get the ball, like you're in the middle of the pit and you had to get it in the basket.
I don't remember.
No, it was the one where you have the ball pit.
Oh, in the
ball,
middle.
The ball can, and then you fucking Rogan and Rogan else played it.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't called. That was.
It was called Fireball. I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I don't know which one was.
Yes.
But they did have one where another ball was on fire.
It was like a soccer ball sized ball.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then don't forget the soccer that Nelson and Corey had to play.
That's right. Oh, yeah. A lot of balls.
It was one of the worst. It got so bad. Jesus. They're like, look, sudden death. Whoever gets it. Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yep.
Just get this over.
So I'm not sure we need to go shot for shot, play for play here. We really don't.
It's a blowout in both of them.
It's a blowout in both of them. For the women, Sophia makes colossal mistakes. I think the best thing to talk about here is how fast Sophia is. You know,
she's quick.
She's definitely still real quick. So, even though she made some silly mistakes, if she could have, she definitely, if she had played smart, she could have won this one.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And, Ayana is rooting for Jody during this, which is kind of telling of where Ayana's
gross
head is at.
These people.
She's not doing it as a favor to Sophia. As she said, she's doing it to see Sophia go home.
Yes.
Which is, fuck you, Ayana.
And she says so much, you know, like in her interviews and stuff. And it's incredible to me that still at that point she has like no remorse or like no understanding of where Sophia was coming from. No, and she has
She's
to have known by now, or she had to have known by those interview sessions why Sophia acted or reacted the way she did. And yeah. And in that case, then I just have like, there's like nothing in me. Like when people can't show compassion for other humans, and their situations, regardless of the fact that maybe, you know, maybe at the time it hurt your feelings. If you can't look back on it and see their side, and their point of view, like, yeah, you're a garbage person. Like, I don't like it.
Hashtag garbage person.
Yeah. Ayana, I thought you were a good person, not a hashtag garbage person.
Right.
But this episode, you were a garbage person to Sophia.
Yeah. So Ryan goes home, Sophia goes home. They both just sort of made dumb mistakes, not thinking, not really paying attention to the board when they put their balls in, and that's it. But Ryan does say that he's improved at the game. He's older, wiser, he's not afraid, and he's still a fucking all-star. So he goes out feeling good about himself.
I love Ryan. I am so sad to see him leave this early. Like, I really would have liked to see more of him.
He said he's improved, but he lasted two eliminations. So he didn't do that good.
And Sophia, as she leaves, she seems totally okay going. I think she's sort of, I don't know if
head
she
held high.
Threw it, but she didn't fight probably as hard as she should have.
I feel like at the end of this, she walked out of it smiling with her head held high, which makes me happy because I feel like even if Ayana kind of beat her down by this, God, I keep wanting to call her Johanna because of Wes. No, Jhonae.
Oh.
I was thinking of Johanna with Wes back in the day. But yeah, Jhonae. You know, I think that the girl, you know, Jhonae and the others were really able to help pick her back up and put her spirits back. So I was happy to see her show up to this elimination with a smile on her face and left with a good attitude and not so defeated because it was horrible to see her the way she looked and was obviously feeling after Ayana was so crazy to her.
Right. Well, that's it, guys.
Great. Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. You can also join our Patreon. Tim, what do people get when they join our Patreon?
$1 a month exclusive access to pre-shows, after-shows, tons and tons of non-challenge-related content from your favorite challenge related podcasters. That's us three talking about all sorts of shit. So if you like hearing us talk challenge, maybe you'll like us talking about fast food.
Yeah.
$5 a month, you get video access. So we do stream these live via video. Hello. We send them out to you guys. Hello, everybody. And you can watch them afterwards. So if you like watching shit on video, that's how you do it. Yeah. Give us money for that.
Your daughter loves watching stuff on YouTube. She's going to watch us.
She does. I would have to pay the $5 to us from her. Well, so
fuck that. That's not worth $5.
It. For $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Antonio, Nicole, Lucia, Mendieri, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cass, Shakar, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George. Oh, this felt out of order, but I don't think it is. George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Joker says you're welcome.
Hey,
love most of you. Yeah,
thank you.
That's it.
Love you all.
I was going to say something else. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to stretch it out so Tim doesn't get home in time.
You're ornery.
His daughter cries herself to sleep.
That's terrible.
So I guess we'll just end it then.
Let him go. Let him go.
Bye, everybody.
For this episode of Challenge, this has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as Kahuta says, he wants to nominate Steve, which is great for me because I'm not Steve. I'm Kahuta.
I love Kahuta.
The challenge.